This is part two to our media relations audio boo. We finished off by talking about having to work with broadcast media and how we met with Gorkana and STV at a briefing, a breakfast briefing, and how useful it was. I think now we want to kind of move on slightly and talk about, you know, our experience with Twitter and journalists.
We've been saying that, although we mentioned earlier that media relations are not dead, we think that the print is dying. We have found that Twitter especially can be a great first point of contact for reaching journalists that were previously not in your sphere of contacts. You can kind of... But now we can communicate with them directly on Twitter, and this also helps to ensure that we're placing stories with the right person and not kind of going off in the wrong direction.
I think the other thing as well is that, you know, we have to be ready for any crisis situations. And with any clients we work with, we tend to have crisis management, Q&A documents and, you know, plans in place in case of anything. And that works hand in hand with client risk assessments. You know, we have to be reactive to the media, but we also have to be reactive to what happens online and what stories might get out there, as Emma was saying, you know, in an instant, basically. I think the most recent example of how that happened and the bad effect that it had was at a shopping centre in Glasgow, where a man was pictured, stopped when he was taking pictures of his daughter in a shopping centre, and his rage at the way that the whole situation was handled basically went way out of control online through Facebook, through Twitter, and it basically spread like wildfire. So we basically have to look at all the different avenues we can communicate with journalists on, the most relevant ways to get our relevant messages across to relevant audiences. And I think that's the thing, everything has to be relevant and, you know, integrated within an actual strategy rather than randomly churning out press releases. But Emma made a valid point earlier about, you know...
We were just saying that, you know, at the end of the day, you can't beat putting a face to a name, and it's these kind of things that help to develop lasting relationships where online things might be a little more fleeting or passing depending on your needs at the time.
So thanks very much for listening, and be sure to check back for more updates. Bye!
Bye!